I'm Tom Shivers with the Vending Business Show, here with Chuck Reed, Director of Marketing and Sales at MEI. Today, we're talking about new technology and bill recycling. So, Chuck, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Why was bill recycling developed?
Well, Tom, a couple years ago, a couple of business companies decided that it looked like there was a problem in the vending industry in terms of enabling higher bill denomination acceptance. There was a concern by the operators that if they started accepting fives, tens, and twenties, that the changer would starve. And so it was a real concern, understandably, by the operators that that could result in exact change or sold-out situations. In the vending machine, that would be a problem. So a couple of companies got together and created what was new for the industry called Bill Recycler, which is a product that is like a bill validator but stores on, instead of just in a cash cassette, stores onto a drum a quantity of bills, typically up to about 30 bills, although the operator can decide how many it is. And the operator can decide to store either one denomination, typically either $1 bills or $5 bills, one or the other, not both. And so that technology has advanced now for the last couple of years, and MEI is, of course, in the bill recycling space and has deployed well over 30,000 of these devices now, so we're moved well beyond just a niche product into something that really does work for an operator. And what we find operators telling us is that, you know, in the old days, the line was if the machine's clean, filled, and adjusted, you'll get the maximum amount of sales. And what we're finding is that there's a surprising large number of sales that an operator's missing. Because today, a lot of consumers don't carry a lot of exact change on them. In fact, we did a study about 2 years ago and found that, on average, about half of us carry the equivalent of about three $1 bills or the equivalent in coin. And most of us have at least $1 bill on us, but the large majority of what people carry on them is, say, $1 or $2 in coin or bill, and then a $5 and a $20. And so if the vending machine's only taking a $1 bill and some loose change, a number of consumers, in fact, as many as half, won't be able to make the purchase out of the vending machine. And I think that's been a surprise to everybody involved. And what happens is the consumer has an alternative now. They go to a convenience store, a kiosk, wherever it may be. And the operator not only loses that sale for that whatever that product was going to be, but they lose a larger percentage of sales because the consumer changes their behavior. If the stores close more often, the vending machine's not able to take their money, then they start changing their behavior. Mm-hmm. So what we have found is that by looking at what the consumer is carrying and enabling higher denomination bills, the vending operator is able to capture a larger percentage of share of sales. In fact, what's interesting is if the vending operator does nothing more than just enable $5 acceptance in a vending machine, which is oftentimes enabled through a dip switch on most bill validators today, they can see a sales lift of between 10 and 15%. It's pretty dramatic for doing nothing more than just enabling $5 acceptance. And the number goes up even higher than that if they enable $10 and $20 acceptance.
Hmm. Well, what has MEI's experience been working with operators?
Well, what we found is there was a lot of concern among operators early on about enabling these higher denomination bills, and would that result in consumers claiming fraudulently that they had put a $10 or a $20 bill on the machine, and indeed they hadn't, and then trying to get money back from the operator. And what we have found that really hasn't been the case, that operators have not experienced any kind of increased fraudulent activity with regard to people claiming higher denomination bills being cheated from the vending machine. But what they have found, most operators, is that indeed, by enabling $5, $10, or even $20 acceptance, they've seen sales lifts of 15, 20, 25% or even higher. And what's also interesting is that many of the operators that have a large number of recyclers deployed have seen the sales lift across a wide spectrum of product placements, location placements. So car dealerships, hospitals, amusement parks, locations particularly where there's a lot of transient activity and people may not have exact change on them and they walk up, or they may have a family of four that all want something to drink and the vend price is, say, $2 each. And at that point, you know, that they have, say, almost $8 worth of product to buy, the consumer would prefer to put a $10 or $20 in versus trying to find the equivalent of $8 in loose change or dollar bills. So we have seen significant increases, or operators have seen significant increases in sales, and they have also not experienced any kind of dramatic reduction in reliability. Bill recycling today is a very reliable technology, particularly the MEI product. We see very, very little in the way of jam frequency. And so operators are increasingly confident in putting recyclers out across a wide spectrum of locations and seeing the benefit of the sales lift. So operators are really thrilled about that as an opportunity for them. It's also enabled them to win new accounts by being able to go into a new account and talk about taking higher denomination bills, which everybody inherently knows is what they're carrying them on when they've gone to an ATM recently. So all in all, it's been a really good experience for most operators. Good sales lift, as well as seeing some new placement locations for them. The other thing to point out, which a lot of operators like to point out to me, is that they've also been able to eliminate a lot of bill breakers out of their banks. The bill breakers that we used to always have in a vending bank can go away with bill recycling, because at that point, with a bill recycler, you don't need to worry about changing out a $5, a $10, or a $20 bill for change. You're able to accept that bill right into the bill recycler and pay back in bills and coin, just like they would in a retail experience. So a lot of operators are excited also about the ability to take bill breakers out of the vending bank and save that that equivalent amount of capital deployed across a large number of vending banks.
Well, I know you mentioned several locations there, but what locations benefit the most from having bill recycling?
Well, Tom, what we find is that you want to find locations where consumers aren't necessarily coming to that location every day and would therefore have exact change for the dollar 25 drink purchase or this 85-cent snack purchase. So locations where there's a fair amount of transient activity. As I said, we find that hospitals tend to be a good location. We hear a lot of good things about them. But what we find is that operators are telling us that they haven't found many locations where recycling doesn't work. So hospitals, shopping malls, theme parks are a wonderful location where you've got large families gathering and at some point during the day needing either a drink or some snack product. And you have to think about the Venn purchases more than just a single Venn price. So, for example, if the drink is $1.50 out of the vending machine and they need four of them, that's not a $1.50 Venn price to them. That's a $6 Venn price. And so that's the way they treat it, and that's the way the operator needs to treat it. So in that case, as I said earlier, since most of us don't carry that amount of exact change or coin on us, it's important that you're able to take a $5, $10, or even a $20 bill, because that's really what the consumer has on them, and they consider that $6 vend to be worthy of putting in a $5 or $10. And I think we're all past the days of lamenting about how customers wouldn't put in a higher denomination bill into a machine. I think we all go to a store in our wherever we live, and we put in into those self-check kiosks $5, $10, and $20 already. So consumers are well trained on putting in larger denomination bills into a machine and fully expecting good reliability. So wherever there's a large group of people that gather where they may not necessarily have exact change, you're going to find bill recycling is a great alternative way to enable higher denomination acceptance, not worry about changer starvation, and really capture the sales you otherwise would have lost when the consumer simply wouldn't have a means to make that purchase.
Well, Chuck, thanks for sharing. Any little thing you want to share about MEI with us?
Well, I think MEI is excited about introducing some of these alternative payment technologies. We're here to talk about bill recycling today, but we also provide cashless products to the operator base as well. But I think what's important for the operator to understand is that MEI has a proven track record of developing very robust, reliable alternate payment technologies. And I think operators need to take the time and take advantage of what's been developed and try to change up their offering to the marketplace so they can capture new accounts, retain the accounts they have, and more importantly, capture some of the lost sales that otherwise are walking away and going to a convenience store, a kiosk, wherever else the consumer has to go to make that retail-oriented experience.
You've been listening to The Vending Business Show, a publication of A&M Equipment Sales.